League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Sweet Talks podcast, the world's best podcast in the world.
All right, so basically what I wanted to talk about today was relationships and friends, you know.
Ooh.
Like how we talked about last time, like if the boys have a fucking impact on, you know, his decision on a girl and shit, how important do you think it is for you to click with your girl's girlfriends, like, for that relationship?
Not that important, as she needs to click with the guys.
You're tripping.
I think you need to click with the girls.
Yeah, I think you do too. I think it's really important,
they're
actually.
They're always going to be, like, in their ear on the side.
Yeah, they're always being in their ear.
Look, yeah, I don't know if this is kind of, like, manipulative. I don't think it is, but, like, it's always good to be on, like, to be cool with and make sure that the girl's friends like you. Because say you and your girlfriend get into a fight, right? Who is she going to go and tell the story to?
Bop.
Her friends.
Ooh, her yeah. friends.
Yeah.
Now, depending on if the friends like you or not, the response she's going to get.
Yep.
So if they don't like you, man, fuck that guy. He's always fucking up. You could do way better. But if they like you, like, you know what? Maybe you should really look from like his side of the story, or like, you know what? It's fine. You guys will get through it.
Yeah.
Well, that's like same for guys too, like guy side. But like
I think
the girl side doesn't really matter.
No, I think it
definitely matters.
I think that matters. I think like,
bro,
if you meet the girl that you like and her friends are there, you gotta fuck with the friends too. You gotta like, you know, you gotta impress them just as much as you gotta impress your fucking girl. I think that's the way I look at that.
Yeah,
shit.
Yeah, for real.
Yes, I mean, or no?
No, no. And then hey, also
to be
too,
honest, you want the friends to watch.
Yeah,
too.
Because yeah. No. Hey, if they do, hey, that's good. That then they'll be like, good. All right, you caught a good
man.
One.
And also they'll wanna, man. They'll be like, man, why can't you be like him?
Also, another thing too, if you guys ever break up, they're kind of always going to be in the back of mind like, damn, you let a good one go. And maybe they'll tell you like, yeah, you fucked up.
And if you have some friends like that, yeah, they'll always bring it up like that.
Yeah. And then when she gets a new boyfriend, like they'll compare you to him. Like, you know what? Like your new boyfriend's fucking whack.
Why don't you think it's like important?
I just think girls personally don't have as many friends as guys do.
Yeah.
I think they have more.
But
no,
it's just like, I feel like a lot of girls' friendships don't last as long as guys, so like girls are more like, I guess like to say like they don't really have a lot of friends.
I feel like that might just be the girls that like that I guess like we're around. I think there's some girls out there that have like really good friends and shit like that.
No, there's definitely,
but I think saying like, you know how with us, like yeah, we got like 8 or like 10 like good friends or even more. Whereas like girls, they got like maybe like one or two like good friends, and then the rest are like party friends or hangout friends, not really friends that they could really tell like secrets and shit too.
That's what I think.
But even then, that doesn't matter because you still want to be on good terms with that one or two like best friend.
One thing I do think about like with girls, I feel like they don't have that much of a say on the relationship as guys do on their friends. I don't think it weighs as much. Yeah. I think girls just don't fucking listen.
Yeah.
I don't think they listen to their friends sometimes.
Like, give me an example.
Let's say the girl is fucking head over heels for this one guy and he kind of treats her like shit. If she really likes that dude,
she'll stay.
She'll stay.
Yeah, you know? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, girls won't really even listen to their friends
as much as
guys do.
Yeah, I feel like there's more occasions of that than, like, if the guy is really telling, like, hey, man. Like,
I see
fuck,
that.
You know, but that's that I'm does saying. Happen in
who,
some
who do you, who
situations.
Do you think, who do you think holds grudges longer, guys or girls?
Oh, like over what?
Like over like
girls. Just anything?
Anything, yeah.
Girls.
Girls? You think they'll squash it?
No, like, I think early? Guys. I think guys.
Like you? You hold grudges?
Like grudges as in like in a relationship type sense. Yeah, guys, I think.
Guys? Yeah. Guys will squash shit quicker, I think, yeah.
Oh.
They'll squash shit quicker than a girl does.
So girls hold grudges more?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah,
no, I think
guys hold grudges.
Why?
Because I think it's more of a pride thing. Guys have like that fucking stupid ego. Pride. Yeah,
they don't know how to put it to the side.
Yeah, sometimes I think a lot of times they don't know how to put it aside, and like even if they both want to be friends again, it's like I don't want to be the first one to say sorry.
And yeah, and not only that, I feel like a girl is more likely to get back with the guy that cheated on her than a guy is to get back with a girl that cheated on him. Right? Or am I tripping?
I think that's like a way different fucking situation.
I don't know, man.
Isn't that not holding a grudge though?
But that's like a relationship. That's not like the homie.
No, hold on. You were talking about relationship though.
Yeah,
he was.
He was talking about relationship. Really? That's why.
That's what he's talking about.
Oh shit!
I think it's the girls in a relationship. They'll hold the grudge.
No, they won't.
Wait, actually,
they won't, bro.
Wait,
no.
I'm
not gonna lie. All the cheating I've done, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Well, that's just you.
Julian's not gonna bleep that out.
I just got that flavor. I don't give a fuck. I'm being honest. Yeah. It doesn't mean I'm gonna do it again.
It's an honest mistake.
I'm not gonna do it again. Shit's toxic.
So now that it's relationship, you still think guys hold grudges more than girls?
Shit. I don't know. I think it might be equal.
I don't know. I feel like,
okay, let me tell you this.
Oh my God, he's gonna come up with some fucking crazy ass scenario.
This is not a crazy scenario. Let's say you're fucking with your girl, right? And she does some like little shit with this guy that, you know, she said don't worry about. That's not gonna be in the back of your head throughout the rest of the relationship.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me when saying that? Because it happened to me.
You're the one who said it didn't happen.
Because it happened to me.
Why?
I didn't say it.
No. You were like this. You're like, oh yeah, a guy that she told you not to worry about. You're saying you could have looked at Danny and Frank in between those fucking four or five words.
No, but you fucking questioned my answer. But you don't think so? Fuck, you don't think it's equal? You won't do that far. Either.
Wait, I'll do what? I'll do what? Yeah, too far.
You don't think that's like it's equal? You'll let that go?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay, so I think it's about equal, because if you do that to the girl, she's going to hold on to it just as much.
Huh? No, I don't think the girl's going
to hold on to it. That's going to be in the back of her fucking head.
No, it'll be in the back of anyone's head, for sure.
But then it's going to, I think it's going to be in the back of the guy's head, too, that you're going to think that she's going to be cheating on you next. Too.
Exactly, that's holding a grudge.
And that's when it becomes toxic.
But I think the girls are more likely to hold the grudges than the guys.
Yeah, most definitely.
I feel like guys.
Yeah, bro.
I feel like the guys do more stupid shit.
Yeah, they
do. Nah, but also depends on the type of person, because there are people that don't get jealous at shit.
But guys can just fuck a girl and get over it. Well, at least.
I think girls could do that too.
Yeah. Girls could.
Yeah.
But I feel like guys do it more though.
How do you know? Are you a girl?
You don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's equal, dude. I think it's very equal.
Who do you think?
I try not to think about it.
Who do you think has a bigger hoe phase after a relationship, a guy or a girl?
Oh, shit.
Fuck.
That's a good one, huh? Damn.
Fuck.
It depends what kind of...
It depends the situation.
You can't even say that.
Yeah, you can't even say that.
All right. Both people are equally attractive. And both have like the same like outgoing personality.
Well, I feel like it might be the girl.
Just because it's easier?
Because it's easier, and like they probably were getting hit on, you know, even during the relationship.
Yeah, who's to say that just because a girl's attractive means they're gonna be like hoe around?
No, nothing. I know it's nothing,
but like I feel like generally speaking, after relationship is when people go through a hoe phase.
Yeah, because you know you're not looking to find a relationship.
Yeah, you're just fucking.
I think at that moment, a guy. Yeah, for sure.
Actually, I think a guy might.
I think a guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, like, guys are just like, okay, you know, like, over, if, you know, some guys get sad, some guys are like, okay, fuck this bitch.
Yeah, fuck it.
And they just go, man. And they
just do it.
Start lying and shit.
Like he said, if they're, like, equally attractive, say a girl's, like, attractive, pretty cute, and the guy's, like, you know, handsome guy, like, I feel like the girl would be kind of play hard to get instead of, like, you know, I want to.
A guy
him,
could
or,
just say fuck it.
It could go hand in hand. It could go hand in hand. But I think generally speaking, like, what's more common is I got guys it. Are yeah. more yeah, dogs yeah. than Most girls definitely. Are more like, okay, I'm gonna go let this guy See fuck. That. Yeah. Cause also too, a guy, it's fucking 2 a.m. He's just trying to bust a nut.
Yeah.
He doesn't care if the girl's an 8 or a 4.
No, it's true.
Like, or like, all right, maybe like an 8 and a 6, but what I'm saying is like, you're just gonna be like, you know what, fuck it. She could come over or whatever. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna do it. Whereas like a girl, they be knocking out hella early sometimes. So
yeah, fair.
So those opportunities are missed.
Yeah. Yeah. I think guys are just more willing to fucking dish it out than.
All right. What's your guys' opinions on going on breaks?
Not worth it.
Yeah, if we're going on a break, we're broken up.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah, it's probably
because that gives you the opportunity to go mess around.
Yeah,
well, that's what it's for.
But yeah. Why would you come back? You think
that's what it's for?
Yeah,
to mess around.
Well, why else? Why else?
To me,
I guess just to, like be for, free or
be
just,
free.
Nah,
be free to have for sex. Me.
for me, a break is kind of just to have like time alone and think about like the relationship and if you still want it. And I think that if you do something with another person while you're on a break, it's considered cheating.
I guess so. Yeah, that's probably the better fucking way.
You don't think it's considered cheating?
No.
Why?
Because you're on a break.
But it's not a breakup. It's a break.
A break. Break.
But there's no up.
Yeah, I consider it cheating.
You do?
All right. Let's re-ask the question. If you... Well, hold on. Fuck. How do we make it fast?
Is going on a break?
No.
TikTok clip.
Yeah.
I know.
Fucking, if your significant other has sex during the break, is it considered cheating?
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think so too.
You just said no.
No. Fuck.
Bro, it's 50-50 for me.
Wait, how is it 50-50? Yeah, it depends on your mood or what?
I think it is cheating too.
It's cheating.
I don't think it's cheating because it's just like you guys went on a break for a reason.
But then might as well just break up if you plan on fucking another girl.
Okay, but isn't that the whole point of a break?
No, it's not. When
a girl comes to you and says, "Logan, I think we should take a break," what are you going to think in the back of your head? Why?
Okay. Yeah, why? What did I do?
I'm going to ask those questions. I'm going to be like, why? And then I would like communicate to her and tell her like, look, if we're going to go on a break, I need to like set down the rules and let it know like, okay, no but messing with another guy. Who says
she has to follow those fucking rules, Logan?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, hold up. I got a question.
It's a break.
Matt,
it's
wait,
a
you just have wait. Like no trust oh, in
it's
girls.
True. It's true.
Wait. Right. I have a question for Frank, right? So you said that during the break you could fuck, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's say you and your girl go on a break and you guys are like, all right, you know what? We're going to go on a break for 2 weeks. If you meet someone, you hook up, that's cool. After, you guys are like, oh, I want to be together. And you ask her, she asks you like, how many girls did you fuck? And you're like, oh, I fucked like 4. Damn. And then you ask her like, how many girls or how many guys did you fuck? And she's like, 10.
It's over.
Then we ain't doing it. Then I guess what?
Why? You guys both fucked.
I'm not asking. No. Her. I'm not asking her those questions first.
Yeah, but wait, hold on. But why? But why? Why?
Yeah, but why?
She didn't cheat on you.
I wouldn't want to know.
All right, but I'm just saying.
We take a break for a reason. All right, fuck it.
All right, but she didn't cheat on you, right?
All right, she didn't. She didn't. If she did, she did.
Okay.
On a break.
Okay, so why would you not get back with her if she didn't cheat on you?
If she didn't, she didn't.
Okay, I know, but why would you not get back with her?
If she did? What are you talking about?
If she fucked the 10 guys while you guys were on break, why would you not get back with her if it wasn't considered cheating?
It's not cheating, but okay, I'm not going to fuck with you if you raise up your body count. Yeah.
Okay.
But you did the same
thing. Yeah, you did the same thing. All right, well, what if she just fucked one guy?
By hand, fucking added one.
I did 4. Okay. You did 10, bitch.
Okay, all right. Wait, all right. So what if it was just one guy? What if it was just one guy, but you did 4? Are you getting back with her?
I'm not why? Gonna bring it up. Nah. I'm not gonna bring up that.
I'm not I know, back but let's just, all right. But why? If it's not considered cheating.
Okay. When you take a break, I think most definitely the break has to be set in stone what you're gonna do during that break. If she comes to you and she says, "Okay, I need a break," you're gonna ask why, right? Like
yeah,
you said,
of course.
You're gonna ask why, and then that makes you think like, damn,
what did you do wrong?
Yeah, what did you do? Or does she just want to fuck someone else?
Yeah.
And then at that point, you're just like, fuck this.
What did you, are you going to question what you did wrong?
All right, but yeah. But if I'm over here thinking, damn, she just wants to fuck another guy, then I would just tell her, look, if you want to fuck another guy, I'm going to break up with you. Yeah. And if she's just like, fuck out a brain fart right now.
So
shit.
You have to set it stone right when she brings it up, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, wait, hold on. So would you get back with the girl that... Would you get back with an ex?
Shit. Nah, not any of mine.
But
nah.
But let's say you had a 10. A 10. No. This is generally speaking. I'm not talking about your past exes. I'm just saying in general.
Like if she's pretty?
Yeah, like she's pretty.
And like we ended on good terms.
You guys ended on good terms. And it's been like 3-4 years. You guys reconnect. And boom. Are you going to get back with her? You guys are clicking again and everything.
It depends. I think at that point, you just got to be brutally honest of what you did during those years.
She had sex with 2 guys.
Then maybe.
That don't matter. She can have sex with fucking 10 guys.
Yeah, okay. No.
Yeah, for real. All right, don't even pay.
I don't ask
those questions.
All right, hold on. But the thing is why would you do that? But then when you go on a break with the girl, you're not going to get back with her.
That's completely different.
Because it's way different. Because you said the break was going to be 2 weeks.
No, yeah, the break.
And if it's years, bro, and it comes like, it's like saying,
you know, you're horny, bitch.
No, you're explaining it as a breakup. You told that story as a breakup.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is because he said that if it's a break and it's considered cheating or it's not considered cheating, then it's basically a breakup at that point.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So I just switched the words, but it's the same.
With a different time span.
Yeah, it's the same situation, just a different time span.
No, it's really not the same situation because you said that they broke up and then she fucked.
But he said that if you fuck during a break,
then it will be a breakup, right? That's what he said.
I think so.
Yeah.
Isn't it the same thing?
It's not the same thing because if they go into a break saying, oh, we're going to take a break to fucking, you know, just get time to ourselves. And then she goes and she, you know, has sex with another guy. Then he would consider that a breakup. That's it. Once he finds that out, it's over. But in your situation, they broke up. He has nothing to do with her no more. She can do whatever she wants. And then they rekindled and now they're fine.
Yeah, but he's over here saying that a break is like, if you fuck someone else on a break, it's not cheating.
Okay, what I'm saying is when you bring up
this break.
This guy just didn't want to admit it right now.
Shit.
Fuck, who's the stubborn one?
Hold on.
Who did they say was stubborn?
Me.
Oh, yeah, you are stubborn.
As a bull. Anyway, I'm saying the break, you have to set it stone right when you say it's a break.
So then you set in stone, all right, you guys say you guys aren't going to fuck anyone. She fucks someone else. Is it cheating?
Yeah. At that point, that's cheating.
Because you set it in stone.
Yes.
Do you still have the same thing or?
I ain't questioning that shit. I ain't questioning her
body count. You never ask a girl their body count ever.
No, I don't.
Why?
Damn. He doesn't.
Why? I know he doesn't, but why?
Because, bro, if I hear a large body count, it's going to devastate me really bad.
Even if it's just a girl that you're fucking? Like, no feelings.
I don't
or anything.
Question those body counts, bro. I feel like all body counts should be personal to everybody.
Yeah, that's a good question.
You? What?
Do you think?
Do you bring up body counts?
Yeah I do.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay. When you get with a girl, do you believe?
Because what if I like her? Because what if I like her a lot, like during the thing, and then I hear your body count is just a turn off?
Yeah,
like,
it's gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, no, like, yeah, of course. But yeah,
so I might as well not even hear it.
But
if I like
it, it don't ever like kill you.
Shouldn't. It really shouldn't.
No, I know, but I'm just saying, like you're like never get curious. Me, I'm a curious ass person. Yeah, that's why I'm curious.
I probably think in my head, like I debate in the back of my head, like. Fuck.
Like well,
that's why he doesn't probably, ask because yeah, he doesn't want to think about it.
I don't want to know.
She's riding dick like 10 bodies.
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm the same way. It's like, I'm not going to ask you yours, so don't ask fucking mine either.
You can ask mine. You can know. What did Jake say in the song? He said, you can know, but you ain't got to know, but you can ask.
Yeah.
You can ask.
He said something like that.
He did say that.
Are you talking about zodiac signs?
Okay, so no, do you believe it. Like if
Chicago
you
go, freestyle.
If you get into a relationship, right? And you know, you guys are 1 month, 2 months in, and she asks, okay, I need to know how many girls you fucked. Is that do you bring it up? Is it okay to bring it up? Or do you just like
push if she
it
to wants the side? To know, she wants to know, I'll be honest with you.
Are you gonna ask back?
No. I don't want to know.
Are you going to ask back?
Shit.
No, I want to know your body count.
I'll probably be... Honestly, like, if she asked me, I'm probably not even going to say it. I'm going to deny it to the fucking... If she, it's really fucking bugging her, then I'll tell her.
Yeah, and I'll deny it like that.
Yeah, I'll be like, man, relax. Like, why are you even thinking about that? Like,
yeah.
Who gives a fuck? Like, let's, you know, let's just fuck with each other. That's the type of shit I would say.
Yeah, me too.
So what if she says, okay, I'll tell you mine, but then you have to tell me yours. And then she tells you it's... And then you're like, okay. And then she goes, okay, my body count's 25.
See, that's why I don't want to ask, because if I hear that, I'm gonna be like,
all right, in the moment, in the moment.
Let me ask you.
Then we're done. I'm not gonna
Frank, for you, what body count is too high?
I don't know.
One.
I don't know what's too high. No, because I don't ask.
10? Is 10 too high?
I don't know.
Yeah, no.
I really don't know what's too high for me.
So let's say you're fucking me. I say my body count's 10. You getting turned off?
I'm not gonna fuck with you. No, I think, I don't know. I'd rather not even hear your body count at all.
Simple man, I like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, if you're fucking with a girl, then what does their body count have to be for you to actually fuck with them?
Shit don't matter to me.
Yeah, shit doesn't matter?
Yeah, it don't matter to me.
It matters to me, but like I'm trying to like not let it matter, you know?
Okay, when do you think it... Okay, did it matter in high school or does it just not matter now?
High school mattered more. Now out of high school, it's like, all right, whatever. Everyone's doing their own thing.
I feel like it mattered more in high school because if your body count was out there, then like everybody knew.
Yeah.
So like, if you get with her, everybody knows who fucking
she fucked,
ran through her or who ran through him. Like, you know.
Yeah.
Same shit.
Yeah.
So I think now it's just like you're at the age where it's just like people are experiencing.
We're at the age where you gotta go in assuming that they fucked a couple people.
And also like our generation too, I feel like sex is more not politically correct, but it's more like accepted with like OnlyFans and all that, you know?
Yeah.
So as like maybe before it's like people wanted,
to be private about it.
But now it's like
people make money over that.
Like nobody cares if you're a hoe or nobody cares.
I don't give a fuck if you're a hoe.
Yeah.
But how would you know if she's a hoe or not?
I wouldn't, but I do give a fuck if you're... Like, if you have that rep, I'm not going to want to fuck with you. If I find out you're a hoe and you have that rep, I'm not going
to... You're not going to fuck with a hoe.
I'll fuck a hoe. I'm not going to fucking cuff a hoe. You get me?
Yeah, no, I feel you. I feel you.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was going to ask a question, but I low-key kind of forgot it.
Damn, you forget your brain farted.
I know. I'm just like,
what do you think about them having a guy best friend?
It's cool. Ooh. I think it's cool.
I don't think that's cool.
Nah, it's not cool.
Why?
Like you said, a shoulder to cry on is a dick to ride on.
That is true. That is true.
That's a fact.
But I mean, if she already went through a relationship and that shit didn't happen, then...
Bro, if... Who's she most likely gonna go to, bro? If you break up, bro, there's a man right on the side of her that just,
yeah,
is just as good as you, bro.
No one's as good as me.
Best friend, unless the best friend's a fucking lame, bro. It's most likely nobody gonna top the best.
So if he's a lame, then
you wouldn't care. All right, but let's say he's 6 feet, athletic, good looking guy.
You gotta go.
Then A.
Yeah, you gotta. So what are you gonna tell her? I don't want you to be friends with him no more.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
No, you can't tell him that you're just not friends. You just gotta tell him like
you gotta get mad at him.
Not mad, but I think you just gotta say
if you're spending more time with a friend than me, we got a problem.
Okay. Then that's a problem. But I'm just saying it's like a guy where she hang out with him like maybe like once every like 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's the time she gets piped.
Yeah.
By him.
Nah, but they never had a history, nothing.
No, you don't.
Why? What's the problem with it?
I just told you. I'll think that she's fucking him, Logue.
But she's not.
Well, probably you'll think that. But
so,
I won't think
so
that.
Can you have a girl best friend?
No, I can't.
Can you, Danny?
Fuck.
All right. At least he's fair.
He's fair about it.
I don't know. I honestly just don't know if it's cool or not with the girl.
Yeah, I'll say this. I think the girlfriend should be more worried about the girl best friend than the guy worried about the guy best
friend. Most definitely.
Why?
Because I think the guy best friend is going to fuck her after you guys break up. Yeah. I think the girl is going to go after it even when they're in the relationship.
No. Yes. Fuck no.
Dude. I think so.
I feel like the girl best friend doesn't like it, could not like the guy best friend not as much, or the girl.
What? Dude, wait, hold on. Repeat that.
Fucked up. I fucked up. My
you said girl best friend. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I think so. Cause, and no. I think the guy's more stupid to fucking do it with the girl best friend.
No, I don't think that.
I mean, I think the guy, bro, the guy best friend of the girl is gonna try during the relationship.
I don't think so.
Fuck.
Yes, he would.
You think so?
I don't think so.
I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Or I'm just like,
I don't know. If I was in a relationship and like my girl best friend tried getting at me, I would like tell, like, I would cut her off because I'd be like, yo, like, I'm in a relationship. Like, that shit ain't cool.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. Try fucking me. Nah, but then I feel like if the guy is trying to get at the girl, the guy best friend is trying to get at the girl, I think the girl might entertain it a bit.
Yeah. If you're a fucking whack boyfriend.
Yeah. Most definitely that too.
That's so, the way I look at it. Like, if you're entertaining it, then I'm whack.
So then if the guy is entertaining the girl best friend, then the girlfriend's whack?
I guess so. Like, why the fuck are you even trying?
So what if your best friend is like, nah, fuck that bitch. Like, in the beginning, anyways. Like, she's still like,
my girl best friend is saying, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch. And you like
then
her.
She probably fucking likes you.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was trying to say when I was earlier.
Yeah, if your girl best friend is saying like, oh, like, she don't even like your girlfriend, she probably likes you. Mm-hmm, okay. And your girlfriend should be worried about her.
Most definitely.
But what if she's like, fuck that bitch because she heard something or she's just trying to be a good friend?
Yeah.
Fuck, to me, that shit don't matter.
But that's not being a good friend?
Yeah.
I heard, what though?
I don't know. Let's just say like she went to school with the girl that you're getting with or whatever. Right, and she knows that the girl that you're fucking with right now cheated on her last boyfriend.
Yeah,
something like that.
All right, well, that's different. If she knows something about her that I don't, and it is actually true, then that's different. If she's just saying like, "Oh, I don't fuck with her. I don't think she does this,"
just based off like intuition or some bullshit. Like,
I just don't feel right around her. Then she probably likes you.
Y'all fuck with promise rings?
No,
I think that's just corny as shit.
Yeah, it's corny.
You think it's corny?
Promise rings. I don't know. They're cool.
I like them.
Why? Why do you guys like them?
Cause it's a promise.
It's just like a little ring. Yeah, like
but yo, imagine you guys break up. Like, how stupid both of you guys kind of look.
Well, exactly.
During the relationship, it's kind of fucking dope.
No, yeah, it's dope for the girlfriend.
That's the point.
I'm not gonna fucking rock one.
I'm just saying.
I'm talking about her. You better rock that shit, bitch.
Yeah, you could get her a little fucking iced out one.
If anything, it's dope for the guy because then it's kind of like the girl will be like, oh my God, I'm going to wear this shit so much. And then guys will be like, damn, she's married or some shit.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the point of a promise ring.
But I don't know. I just think it's corny.
Well, does a promise ring like signify like you're going to marry,
marry her
guy, or is it just promise to not fuck anyone or fuck with anyone else?
So it's a fiance?
It's really just, to me, like a promise ring is really just like a fucking, like, I'm committed to you. That's it.
It's not you're going to get married.
Like, oh, that's your fiance. I see a future with you. I need it. It's not
a fucking engagement ring.
I thought that's what
it was. I thought when you get someone a promise ring, it's like, all right, I plan on marrying you in the future, but not right now.
Too. Yeah, I thought that was too.
That's what I thought it was.
Yeah, so I ain't dropping down on one knee to give her a promise ring.
No. I'm going to be dropping on two. And then it's one win the marriage. Nah, but
you would do some shit like that.
You would
get on two knees, give her a blowjob.
Yeah,
it's not what you do, Logue.
Do you think it's okay for the girl to propose to the guy?
No, fuck no.
Right.
All right. What if you were broke and this girl had money?
No, still no.
Give me some cash so I can go get you a ring, then, bitch.
All right, I'm gonna hit this real quick.
All right, you guys want to end it?
You have any more questions or not?
I can end it on a funny one.
Yeah, do it. Wait, hold on. Wait for this clown. No, this I'm joking.
This is one thing that I want to do, like, before every fucking, after every podcast, I want to end it with, like, a funny ass question or something.
Just to try to get, like, a TikTok clip?
Just something completely off topic. Right. Yeah, so I can pass your ass up and everything.
Yeah. I like that.
We're
supportive over here.
Let's go. Oh, that he says
you.
At me?
Not you.
Oh, that shots were at me because that time I checked, I'm getting as much likes as anybody here. Well, not here, but ooh, over there, yeah. Am I not?
No, you are.
Okay.
Ooh, shit. Yeah, you definitely are. Like, he's not across from me.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
We got 437,000 fucking followers, bitch. What the fuck?
Shadow banned, bitch.
It's not a shadow banned.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I was shadow banned. You haven't been taken off.
You've been viral off your other account, so what's your excuse?
Yeah, come on.
Come on. Let's go back to the questions.
All right. Would you let Mike Tyson sock you in the face for $50,000 or let him sock your mom in the face for $500,000?
Fuck.
What are you going to do? He tells you right now. He has you and your mom right there. He said, I'm going to knock. He didn't say, I'm going to knock you out. He said, I'm going to sock you for 50 or I could sock your mom for 500.
Nah, I'm taking the hit for my mom. Fuck that.
Can you share the money?
Yeah, of course.
Nah, I'm not letting my mom get punched by Mike Tyson. Man. The fuck? That fool is killer.
This guy went.
Yeah, bro.
Nah, 50,000, I'm taking.
Bridget could take a hit like that?
Nah, I don't know. I think I'll talk to my mom about it. If she's down with it, I'll be like, all right, fuck it.
Damn.
Nah, I'll take the 50.
Nah, I'll take the hit for my mom.
Yeah. Who says he's gonna like really fuck her up though?
It's one punch.
Mike Tyson.
Bro, he's like 55 now.
Have you ever seen Hangover?
Okay, now let's switch it then. It's 50 for you or 500 for your dad.
500 for my dad.
Yeah, sorry, dad. Yeah,
you're gonna let your dad get blowed.
Come on, dad. We'll split the money, dad. Yeah.
Shit. Yeah. Hey, it could be a punch from Mike Tyson for 50, and I'd still choose my dad.
Muhammad Ali jab up my dad for 50. Yeah. We're good.
Hey, my dad's on the floor. I might throw a jab.
My dad for 500.
Yeah.
Shit, he'll probably tell me you better let him punch me for 500.
What about your mom?
Fuck, that one's tough too. I'll probably take the 50.
Yeah, but all right, but let's say your mom's like, Julian, just take the 500.
Nah, go ahead, mom. And she really wants me to like let him do it.
She says, take the 500, but I get 250.
Go ahead, mom.
Shit, if my mom really wanted to take that shit, I'll give her 3.
What if she's like on the fence about it?
I let her take the upper half. Yeah,
what if she's on the fence about it? She's like, I don't know. She's like, you choose, Julian.
I don't know if I can. Because you'd be in that situation where it's like, if he really fucks her up, you're going to feel really bad.
Yeah, what if she goes to the hospital and she's in critical condition?
Okay, no.
Then you got 500,000 to pay for the bills.
But you're in a situation too where like, this motherfucker can hit me hard.
Well, rather me than my mom.
Fuck, my jaw's gonna be popped out of place and shit.
My jaw be broken.
The difference between 50 and 500 is very large.
Yeah, no doubt.
50 can get you a car, 500 can get you a house. Okay, now you have the option of just not doing either.
What do you mean?
Are you gonna get punched by Mike Tyson?
Hell yeah, I'm getting punched by Mike Tyson.
For 50K?
Yeah.
It's either get punched or nothing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking a punch. Oh,
okay. What's the least amount of money you guys will get punched by Mike Tyson for?
Jeez. $1. Just kidding. 50K?
50. I think realistically.
25.
Realistically for me, maybe like.
You might not say no 50.
Oh, my. Five what?
Thousand.
He's tripping. Oh, my God.
I might even go as low as one. If like you guys brought out Mike Tyson right now for a G.
I'll blow you right now with the fucking right hook.
For a thousand?
You're fucking crazy, dude.
I think I would.
For a thousand?
For a G, yeah.
Nah, man. That's so stupid.
Yeah,
it's an investment. Investment. Footage for a YouTube channel.
There's no camera. It's straight up cash.
I could say I got punched by Mike Tyson and I got $1,000.
Who's going to believe it?
You guys, because you guys were there. This guy. The people listening to the podcast.
I'm doing that for 20K. You're good.
20K?
We're 25, 20K.
Not even 15,000?
Nah, fuck that, bro.
Hey, like you said, it's an investment. You got to look at it as a boxer. You're a boxer. You want to go into that fight getting as much money as possible. Yeah. So I'm taking that punch for 20 grand at least.
Yep, I like that. Yep.
20 grand. Yeah, I would go like a G or 5.
Yeah.
Shit.
You have low standards.
They're going to fucking book you every week.
Fuck it.
You're gonna get knocked out 50,000 times to make that $50,000.
They'll put you on pay-per-view just to get knocked out.
But if it was Gervonta Davis, it's a different story.
You think Gervonta Davis punches harder than Mike Tyson?
At his age that he is now, yeah.
Both of their primes.
You think so, Joe?
I don't know. I never got to watch Mike Tyson fight.
You've never seen his highlights?
You can see his highlights.
That motherfucker could hit.
At their prime?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike Tyson is harder.
No, yeah, but I'm saying right now.
Yeah. Oh, right now, Gervonta is harder.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So how much to take a punch from Gervonta?
Give me, no, 30.
Now
30.
That's it?
Dude, that's a heavy fucking blow, man.
Especially to you, dude. Your head might fly off.
I'm going to be on next podcast like this. Talking to you guys.
Dude, for Gervonta, I think the lowest I would go is like
50K.
No, like 100 or 250.
But Mike Tyson?
Mike Tyson at his age that he is right now.
Bro, he'll still deliver a blow.
Not as hard as Gervonta. And Gervonta's angry all the fucking time for no reason.
Yeah,
he just do it for fun.
Yeah, Mike Tyson at least does movies and smiles and shit.
Sometimes.
No.
And bites ears.
If Mike Tyson and Gervonta Davis were to go out in the ring at both of their prime, or like, if Mike Tyson was Gervonta Davis's age, I think Mike Tyson would fuck up Gervonta Davis. He wouldn't?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
They're different.
You're crazy.
They're different weights, right?
No. Oh, he's heavier, huh?
Mike Tyson's?
Yeah, Tyson's way heavy.
He's a heavyweight.
Yeah. Gervonta's welter, right?
He's light.
I think he fights at like one.
Oh, welter or middleweight?
135, I think.
35.
That's welter weight.
All right. Thank you guys for watching this podcast, and I hope you guys enjoyed it. And you guys have a good day.
Take our advice.
Yes, love sir. You guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep their trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
You're doing all the right things, like eating clean and staying active, but nearly all of us are still missing a key piece, minerals. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's not getting, supporting mood, energy, immunity, and nervous system balance. It's made from ionic trace minerals your body actually absorbs and comes in three delicious flavors, blue raspberry, blue Hawaiian, and blue acai. Because your body can't make minerals and modern food and water don't supply enough, start with minerals. Start with Concentrace. Find it now at TraceMinerals.com.